First game for tomorrow, we're going to look at Texas Tech at number 6, Oklahoma. That's a noon kickoff on Fox. Alex Bowman, he's thrown for over 1,000 yards. That's not surprising for a Red Raider quarterback. But the surprising thing coming out of Lubbock for me is this Texas Tech defense, only 13 points per game. But then you look at it, Mike, and they played Montana State, UTEP, and Arizona. They haven't played Oklahoma yet. Jalen Hurt, this is another chance for him to put up video-type numbers. But traditionally, this game will give us a boatload of points.
It really does. And first off, look at the transfer quarterbacks, the last three at Oklahoma. You had Mayfield transfer from Texas Tech. You had Kyler Murray transfer from Texas A&M. Now Hurts from Alabama. And I think Hurts is a perfect fit for Oklahoma. But to the point scored, Coach, this total opened at 73 or so, and it's been bet down to 70. I don't see why. I'm staying away from something smells, because when these teams play, they scored 97, 76, 117, 890. It doesn't make sense. So be careful of that that total for all the listeners out there. The last eight times these teams played, the lowest point total was 68. That was when OU beat Tech 38-30 in 2013. And so the total's down to 70. It doesn't make sense. OU opened as a 24-point favorite, quickly bet up to 27. And as I said, what I've seen so far, Jalen Hurts is a perfect fit for Riley's offense. Tech doesn't do well in Norman. They've only covered just one time the last seven trips. It's a big number, but still the point spread record, not good. I'll watch this game just to see Hurts and his weapons. The OU defense does look better than last year, but how could they not?